Hi, this is Stuttering John Melendez from The Howard Stern Show. And for some really stupid reason, you're listening to The Mobile Horror Companion. Great name for a podcast, morons.
Let's give it a shot.
What do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe?
The perfectly fine mobile horror companion. If those of you that are into podcasts like to listen to that kind of stuff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mobile Horror Companion. My name is Carlos Danger. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Brian Spears. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
So Brian's recording his end on his new phone. There might be some feedback because we haven't figured this stuff out yet. But whatever, all right? You're not paying for this. Why are you complaining? So I had messaged Brian. We're recording this on January 31st. We might not post this for like a week. We're trying to get ahead a little bit because we're busy. You know, we got lives. There's a snowstorm coming. There's a blizzard coming. Things are happening in the tri-state area. So I messaged Brian. I was like, hey, do you have any ideas for a podcast? You want to do a podcast? You know, I got a half hour to kill. What do you want to talk about? And Brian, you mentioned there's a coworker of yours who had never seen.
All right. So we have, I work for a guy named Josh. And there's a bunch of us there. There's Jared. There's Phil. These are all the guys that love that Sunny in Philadelphia. So we
Jared, huh? Guy's Jared. Name's Jared?
Yeah. Well, Jared's actually, you know, the coolest out of the bunch. He's, you know, always wearing a Gore Street t-shirt. But we have a new employee, and her name is Mel. Mel's really, you know, fun, and we have a lot of lively conversations at the shop. And again, we always talk movies, and one of the movies that popped up, which I was so shocked, and, you know, in this day and age also, she had never seen Boogie Nights. Now, to me, I think that is... I don't know. It's probably definitely in my top five.
Yeah.
Of all time. And it's high up there. I just was blown away. Also, I don't want to be like, hey, female, new to an all-male shop, you have not seen Boogie Night? Like, I felt weird, but then I'm like, no, it's, I mean, my first reaction when I heard that she didn't see Boogie Nights, I told her to get the fuck out of the shop. Because I was like, what? I just couldn't understand that. And I'm happy to say that she did watch the movie and was blown away. So it made me feel good. You know, she actually says I have really good choices of movies. So she knows a lot
there
better.
There you go. You need that. I do feel like Boogie Nights doesn't get the recognition or respect it should.
Well, it's funny. Like, we did that whole episode on recasting Reservoir Dogs, and we've mentioned Quentin Tarantino a billion times on this. But Boogie Nights is, I mean, right up there with Goodfellas as far as my favorites, and like such an epic movie, like a movie that, hey, listen, I mean, if I could have made a movie or been involved in any type of movie, and maybe it's also like Goodfellas, like it's not really, I'm not going to say, it's not like our generation's movies. It's like people slightly older than us. You know, like the seniors when we were freshmen's movie, even though we liked it, but we loved it. You know, we were in high school, like we were in our 20s when, like we were adults when Boogie Nights came out.
1997, which was an incredible year for movies. L.A. Confidential and Jackie Brown and Boogie Nights. Yeah.
And I.
But what ended up winning Best Picture that year?
Well, neither of those three movies you just mentioned, which were the greatest movies of that generation.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember at the moment, but yeah, it's crazy.
Shakespeare in Love, would that be around that time? I don't know.
It was right. That might have been the year before. It was right around that Shakespeare in Love, Crash, whatever. English Patient. Maybe it was the English Patient. I don't know.
But what blew me away more, you know, because I mean, you know, Mel's in her 30s. So like, I just was shocked that someone, especially like in the business I'm in, like Boogie Nights, you could say it's about porn. It's not about porn. It's a movie about family, but I see it also has a movie about filmmaking. And like, maybe that's, you know, not that I, you know, although if you worked on the East Coast, you've at least been offered a porn movie. So like, I'm happy to say like, the reason I love it so much is more maybe like it is like a film community film. So I just thought it made me think about it. And I don't want
to interrupt you. Okay. So if you work on the East Coast, you get offered a porn film, probably. I mean, probably on the West Coast too. But all right, so you're for anybody who doesn't know, you're an effects makeup artist. You're a makeup guy.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, I don't know, you've never done a X-rated or adult film.
No, but I have been offered.
Well,
the guys that did Duck.
The guys that did Duck. Oh, the Johnny Smack and the other guy, yeah, Bill Hellfire.
Yeah, Hellfire.
From back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, would doing I was trying to ask, like, would doing an adult film put a stain on you, for lack of a better term?
I'm so narcissistic that there was like, oh man, if we did this, you know, people would be like, oh, you should change your name. I'm like, no way. I mean, I'm, you know, what the hell do I care? I'm not like in the movie. I don't know. Like, would it put? I'm sure certain, you know, but I entertained it. It came down to, hey man, I'm a whore enough where whatever they're paying, if it's better than what I'm making, I'm doing the job.
And I guess like those were two guys in what, around the late 90s, 97, 98, 99, 2000. They were New York area independent guys, like do-it-yourself independent.
Yeah, total grassroots. But these were like, they were shooting stuff. I think they were like called wave videos at the time. Like somebody would call them and say, hey, we want to shoot a short movie, and this is what we want to see. You know, like porn snuff films, you know what I mean? Like
they would do like, yeah, they would order it, or they would do rip from headlines type stuff.
Yeah. Like
now, Bill Hellfire, you know, though, he went on to like some type of, did he like carve out a career? Like I know the Johnny, and I just remember these guys from horror conventions, seeing them around. They'd be there all 3 days, like 24 hours a day for 3 days. They'd be there. And I think Johnny Smack passed on.
Yes.
Did Bill Hellfire like become a producer?
He was, involved in producing. I mean, I don't know where that went or where it went. I mean, we were always friendly. I'm not even saying this in any negative fashion.
Yeah, me neither.
I just sort of, you know, our careers separated. I mean, he was always really cool. We were always very friendly. He worked for Media Blasters, who was a company I worked for, which, I never did I've never worked on adult films, but I mean, listen, I have a couple movies in my track history that are very TNA friendly.
Exploitation.
Exploitation.
And speaking of which, I discovered, let's see if I can find it. I'm going to cue it up here.
Oh, look at that, man. Is that a nice lead in?
On the great thing called YouTube, to come up with some other things to talk about for this particular episode of the Mobile Horror Companion, you can follow us on Twitter, MobileHC66, or on Facebook, Mobile Horror Companion. There is this great footage of you and Pete Gerner of G&S Effects. Those were you guys were doing all these independent movies for like the last, 15 years. You guys did, you had a role, I guess, cameos. In the movie Shadow Dead Riot, written by Mike Gingold, which was pretty decent, crazy exploitation. It was a women in prison, kung fu, supernatural, I don't know zombie. What movie.
Yeah.
And it had zombies. It was a little of everything. So, all right, without further ado, let's play this clip. And I don't know, hopefully this doesn't screw up our sound for the rest of the episode, but let's see what happens. I know we're going to have audio issues nevertheless, but if I hit share, so now we should all see it, and you see the title right there, RIP Brian Spears and Pete Gerner. Hey, who's that guy?
Yeah, I'm wearing a fat suit.
Oh,
happening here? Oh my God.
There it is. Mr. Brian Spears takes a billy club through the throat there. Who is this actress? Do you remember her? She looks
Don't remember. I mean, I forget what her name was. She was a big, like, muscle.
Like a body.
She was very into working out.
And then I guess, all right, so we got 30
and
more
she
seconds.
She can sing really well at the rap party.
You know what I was thinking of? There's the there's a woman on Twitter who, I don't know how, the original Gata, remember her? I think you guys have worked on something together. But that's not her. She wasn't in this
film. That's not her, no. She was not in this film.
All right, so that was Brian getting murdered on screen. That was pretty cool, right? What are your memories of that?
Well, listen, I mean, I said narcissistic. So, yeah, I mean, I totally, well, you don't have to leave that frame up as I talk.
It looks pretty good. There's your matter.
Well, again, it's just, I mean, I thought it was cool. I think it was our idea. Like, we want to be in the movie. Let's kill ourselves. Let's get killed. We were all excited. I mean, I've been in a bunch, and this is fun. I mean, I've been wearing a really bad wig. Like, we took it. I shaved.
Why'd you even wear the wig? Because you had really long hair in those days.
I had really long hair, and I want to say because it's easier. We just were like, so the movie was so cheap, we didn't want to have to worry about making a hair to match the fake head that we made. Like, it was easier to put the wig on. I think we, probably used the same wig. It was so damn cheap.
It was Mike Gingold from Fangoria. I mean, at that time, he was with Fangoria. He still is associated with Fangoria, but he's a freelance journalist, probably the premier horror writer in the country, for my 2 cents. Was he, like, down there as they were filming? Because usually, like, the writer, the screenwriter kind of gets, he doesn't have an actual part on set. But was Gingold down there in those days? This was filmed in Georgia, right? An abandoned prison
in Georgia. This was filmed, like, in Philly, man.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Like, North Philly. I mean, yeah, like North Philly, something like that. I don't even know. I shouldn't say North Philly because I have no idea. It was filmed in a prison in Philly. Like, they the same
somewhere.
Prison, they filmed Fallen with Denzel Washington.
Okay, that was the tie-in. And was Gingold on set because he wrote the screenplay or no?
He did come for like 2-3 days. I don't want to, there was another writer and then Gingold took over the script, did a rewrite and shares screen credit with him.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, Gingold was definitely more in the vein that the production company was going for.
Which was insanity.
Also more of a manageable budget. The first draft of that script was like, this would have been the greatest movie in the world. But it didn't have, it didn't have some of the elements were all, And I think there was helicopters. There was, it literally read like the end of World War Z. With thousands of zombies and helicopters and machine guns, it just would never have been a movie that, a modest budget, these were low budget movies.
Shadow Dead Riot, it's called. Well, let's watch. Your audio's cutting out a little. I think it happens when you like lean back or something like that. Your audio becomes really digitized for some reason. But all right, so let's watch also Pete Gerner die. That was the guy who did all the gore and zombie and makeup effects with Brian for this film. And this came out, about like 2000, 12, 13, something like that?
10?
10, that, okay.
I don't know, maybe before that, 2008?
Oh, and here, in this one, there's a bunch of...
even this video is 2009.
Oh, yeah, good... Good point, yeah.
So this might be too... Yeah, because this is like our second, third movie. Hey, that big guy right there, you see that guy?
This guy.
That is the original actor that's from Zombie.
Oh, no kidding. Lucci.
Like the big Lucio famous Lucci. Lucci movie. Yeah, I can't even look. I don't love those movies. But that's the guy. Spaghetti. That was like a big deal, I guess.
And then they
That's Bill Hinsman?
From
from Night of Living Dead? Yeah, Night of Living Dead.
Zombies look good, and this is obviously the Grindhouse version of this movie, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here comes Pete Gerner. I love... There's a couple things I love about this.
All right.
First, Pete's audio is dubbed. It's not Pete's voice.
It's hilariously dubbed.
And then, like, because as he's running out, I probably just skipped over it, but there's, like, he randomly says, but he doesn't say, stop or I'll shoot to this horde of zombies.
Well, I think that was the thing, dude. I don't think, like, we weren't allowed to have lines because that would be a whole SAG thing.
Oh,
so, like,
no
when I
kidding.
Run in, I go, hey, that's me being a jerk. I was probably told not to do that.
To, like, don't say anything?
Yeah, like, you were not supposed to, like, you know, maybe we were able to yell because I guess that's the thing. They could overlay that, you know, in case we ever wanted to come back and say, well, you know, we never signed an acting contract for this movie.
Stop or I'll shoot! Stop or I'll shoot, you hear. And I love how serious Pete is when he fires the gun. He's just like, he's like the Terminator. And that was it. Oh, and now it goes on to Christie Brinkley. But hey, come on. How awesome was that, huh? I got to stop.
That was really cool.
Yeah, and that's still out there. That's out there on the YouTubes now. Yeah, so that was Shadow Dead Riot. And the other thing, Brian, I thought, like, I used to write for a daily newspaper up in Connecticut in Danbury. And, you know, I was like a local news reporter. And then I did, like, at the time, you know, newspapers were trying to figure out how to do the internet and how to reach younger people. So they sent out, they set up like an alternative newspaper online. It was, you know, I don't know. Newspapers were trying to figure things out in the late 90s. So I started a blog
at that
point. To
appeal to the younger audiences.
Yeah. Yeah. As yeah, it was just, you know, content.
But that
content.
Young audience, it was like our age group at the time.
Yeah. Whatever.
We were still like the problem with our industry. Us, we were still used to buying a newspaper. You know, we weren't up on all of the, you know.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I mean, hey, you know, Vice came about. Like that was, you know, they were trying to be Vice, but like not without the drug.
What I'm trying to say though, you were probably in your late 20s.
Yeah, but it allowed me to do Hollywood Chainsaw Blogger. Yeah. I would do this entertainment type thing. So I was like the local beat reporter for the city, and covering city government and cop stuff or whatever. And then I would do these movie stuff. So then I transitioned to another job, but I took all my content. I had like hundreds and hundreds of blog posts, which I exported and set up on my own site, which is, you know, they could probably sue me for it. But on one of those, like I left that job in about 2009 when that video was posted. You and I went to the very last Fangoria of Horrors in Manhattan.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Was at the Jacob Javits Convention Center, where the year before we had been thrown out of Fangoria's ice cream social several times. But we ended up getting a picture of George Romero out of the blue. And then we rode the elevator up with the head of Creation Entertainment and his wife. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were just like, hey, whatever. We exchanged, you know, I mean, he had thrown us out. His people had thrown us out because we didn't have tickets for the ice cream social, but we kept going in anyway. But I don't know.
We just stormed it 18 times.
We just kept coming in. Then we go to another door and they throw us out. We go into another door. And, you know, the security.
We looked like a Capitol rioter.
Well, no, no, we weren't, though. Here's the difference, though. Like, we didn't go in there and we weren't jerks. No, we weren't yelling. We tried to blend in. Yes. But then afterward, here, like, you know, this is the way the Capitol riot should have been. As we got into the elevator, we're like, hey, no offense, but, you know, we love Fangoria. We love the convention. And he ended up giving you a table as a vendor for free. Right?
Yes.
You're like, hey, I'll put makeup.
I think I said I do makeup and I'd love to do something for the show. You know, and he said, you know, we basically worked out you do a table and do some makeups for people that walk by.
So, hey, that was really cool. That guy was awesome. And Fangoria is coming back in some capacity it's not called Fangoria. I'm sorry. It's Weekend of Horrors.
Like the Weekend of Horrors.
Creation Entertainment. We should probably stress that we're talking about. It was the guy from Creation Entertainment.
And yes, he was very cool. And I forget
he could have been a jerk. I mean, he could have been
a real jerk. And he could have been a real jerk a year later when I called his bluff. You know what I mean? Like he could have been like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And he was, the dude.
It wasn't
was awesome.
Like we had anything in writing. You know what I mean? Like that guy was cool enough.
Let's be honest. Everybody had a couple of beers in them, in that elevator ride. It wasn't like, I wouldn't have blamed him if he said, I don't remember that.
All my friends will tell you I'm sort of a like loud, obnoxious, but I'm also I might be obnoxious. I'm like fanboyish, you know. So like even with them, we were very complimentary. Like, you know, we even when we were trying to break into the ice cream social, we were there because we wanted to have a good time. And like just to have fun. Like, you know.
So we recorded during that Fangoria, which was 11 years ago, according to these videos. We recorded probably, I don't know how many videos, all short, because in those days you couldn't really post long videos because we didn't have the equipment.
Didn't you have some weird thing? You always, every convention we had, you had some new technology to try.
Well, all I had was a portable Wi-Fi type thing. I don't remember what it was called.
It had a weird name. You had some...
MiFi, something like that, which I don't, they still make them somehow. But all right, let me see if I can share my screen here. Oh, I did the wrong thing.
This is going to be embarrassing.
No, I'm going to we'll do a celebrity. I ran into a celebrity outside the men's room at this thing. Go down here and you'll see him right here. Oh, there's a year right there. It was Fango 2009. So this was either June.
So like,
oh, yeah, it was probably that day. It was June 2009 because we probably put it right on YouTube.
The new digital one?
It's an HD. HD.
Oh, that's what I had. I had.
You bought. So you had something new at every day. You're like, hey, let's try this out. Let's see if this can work.
That's right. The flip camera was a very. It was one of the very first streaming cameras there. Yeah, Emma, take your iPad. Please close the door. There goes my daughter. No, you can't say hi.
Hello.
All right. They say this guy, we're all gonna, this guy's gonna throw up. He's about to throw up.
Actually?
Yeah. The video I'm watching. So all right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
So all right, what were we saying there? She doesn't
use the flip phone.
The flip camera. Yeah. All right, sorry, here we go.
What are you looking for today? Night of the Creeps? Night of the Comet. What movie is he going for?
Are they here today? Those movies?
Oh, they might.
Now I had mentioned that because we had hung out with this guy Judah Friedlander a couple of years prior.
He was there at the ice cream social,
and he was. And remember, there was just like one year he was just there, in, like he was like at the bar, and he had purchased.
That's it. We were like, come on, we're gonna go crash the ice cream social with this. He's like, guys.
Oh, was that? I didn't even remember
and
that.
He,
okay,
he like watched us do it.
Oh, no kidding. But I just remember seeing him on the floor in the vendor's room at one of the Fango shows, and he had Night of the Creeps or Night of the Comet. I couldn't remember which one. So that's why he's giving me that weird look, because I know he likes one of those. I can't remember which one.
You are on somewhere. I don't know. You got the connections.
I think I have both those.
And meanwhile, he had just come out of the bathrooms. Like, he was, I think his hands were still wet.
So what brings you here today? What exactly are you looking for?
DVDs, mostly.
DVDs? Anything in particular?
I don't know. I like coming to get surprised, you know? I got a couple of Troma DVDs.
Really? Okay.
I got a Troma DVD. These guys I just met, they're from Queens. It's a TV series they make.
Oh, no kidding.
Cable Access, the only zombie TV series.
So Cable Access.
I mean, keep in mind, nobody knows who Judah Friedlander is at this point. I had gone and seen him once or twice at comedy club, so I was aware. And I think he had been in that, what was that good horror movie, the Gulager's Son? What was it?
Is it Feast?
Yes. I think this is after that.
This is definitely after, because when we met him prior, he was promoting that. But so also, you got to remember, this is New York, man. In New York, like, he would probably genuinely go there. Like,
just because he liked
the stuff.
We used
to see a bunch of people. There was other comedians. There was that guy with the big gap tooth, bigger than mine. And another tall, dorky guy.
I remember Rex Reed, the film critic and the gossip type columnist from the, well, he wasn't gossip. He's a film critic from the New York Post. Not Rex Reed. Michael Musto from the Village Voice.
Okay.
Was that Monster Mania?
A bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. So, but here, you know, it's us, Judah Friedlander, and we're asking him to go through
along.
Yeah, so I got that. And then I got the Class of Nukem High box set.
What's your favorite one of
those?
Can't
go wrong with that.
The first one.
I probably
have
to stick with the original on that one.
Because you're old school.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty sweet, man.
Now I'm going to go back and get some more.
There you go. We'll let you go, man.
You got it.
Come on, Judah Friedlander, right? All right, let's see. What else? Let me go back. Let me pick out another one. So that was a, that was the highlight of our 2009 Fangoria experience from what I remember. There's also a bunch of the other thing I have on here, and I feel this is kind of a collector's. We have the Monster Mania, which is the biggest show, basically, if not on the East Coast, it's definitely, you know, in the New England, New York area, the tri-state area. Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey is by far the biggest and most popular. It's now it's like, you know, it's the top one. One year they went to Cromwell, Connecticut. And I have a bunch of videos from that. It's just us hanging out. And that's one where I went alone at first because we didn't have tickets. I mean, if anybody out there goes to horror conventions, you know how you have to call up 6 months in advance and book a room and all that. I did none of that and somehow got a same day room at the one time Monster Mania came to Connecticut.
Hold on. I think either maybe that afternoon. Yeah, maybe that afternoon your wife went with you for like an hour.
No. Yeah, you know, she came by. Actually, you want to skip to that one? Because I have footage of all of us there. All right, hold on. Let me go back to this. Zoom. Wait, one more thing from Fangoria, the last Fangoria that was in New York City. There's one other guy who was just, he was dressed as Michael Myers. This dude was great.
Right. But like, can you really trust if you put real intelligence into a computer that you can control a computer?
Well, no, if it's real intelligence, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the scientist says they can, but I don't believe them.
I don't believe them either.
The day will come when the machine actually will think for itself. And when it thinks for itself, it may decide to wipe out mankind.
Well, is that going to be a next... how long is that going to take?
Won't take very long. You've got to remember how smart a computer is to compare to the human being.
Smarter
and if
than
you
me.
Give him... If you give a computer real thinking ability, it won't take him very long to hack into all...
By the way, this is Bill Barr, who was President Trump's attorney general. That's exactly who that is. Then there's you doing the makeup. And then there's like, all right, here's a real behind the scenes thing. We stayed in like the New Yorker hotel. Is this still broadcasting? Yeah. This is us with a giant bag of ice wandering the halls or either looking for ice. Totally lost. Okay, but then as we had mentioned,
that was the Hotel New Yorker, right?
The Hotel New Yorker. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the weird room we had? It was vaguely like,
it was very tiny.
But the doorway in was weirder. Like it was in like, I don't know. It was like a weird angle.
Right. Yeah. You get off the elevator and it was literally at an angle. It wasn't like it was very bizarre. And
it wasn't the bathroom, square.
The bathroom, you could touch each wall the minute you walked in. This is from Monster Mania Cromwell in 2009. That's super loud, huh? And that's Jason Mewes, of course, from Clerks. But more importantly, that's me. You shot this video. This is a Brian Spears exclusive.
Oh, wow.
That's me and my wife waving at you.
Why was I
You were stalking Jason Mewes.
Oh, all right.
Because it looked like he had his hands full. This is like everyone, this is at the end of the night. The party, the convention's over, the vendor's room is closed, and I think like even the bar had been shut by this point. So we're talking 1 or 2 in the morning. It's the minor celebrity trying to get back to his room to get some sleep. It was another 15 seconds. Guys didn't even recognize. I don't know if you noticed there were some other people getting on the elevator with you, but you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess this is you and the Bitter Feast guy, the director of Bitter Feast. That was a fun one. Oh, and here's us, Alan Roe Kelly. These are all like New York City 90s era independent filmmakers.
Nate Rand. Oh, we're probably fooling them because we're making fun of them. We used to hang out with them.
Right. They had the whole like artist dinner, which we were not invited to.
We were not hip enough for that table. Nope, I want to say the chick from Chainsaw 2 was there.
Carolyn Monroe. Is that her name? Or yeah, Carolyn Williams?
Yeah.
And there's Williams. The original Gata that I was talking about. See, I knew.
So
that's me rudely videotaping people in New York City, which back in the day, like nobody appreciated that really.
That's the TikTok diner, I believe. Right, and on the other, the Vigna was on the right side of the Hotel New Yorker, and the TikTok diner.
Oh wait, I don't know what this is. Let's just play this one. Play this one through. Oh, we're getting some totally crazy feedback. Maybe that's just
a phone call. I just
got you.
This year is
that's
excuse me. How's it going?
You'll notice I have the hiccups.
Not too bad. I just got here, and I'm surprised it's full of a lot of people. I mean, I'm actually impressed. I think the hotel's nice. Elevator sucks, and a guy like me, we need a good elevator.
Did you ever see Roger Rabbit?
Is he over there macking some hot blonde?
That's what I'm taping. But what do you think of it?
I think it's really awesome.
Did you see the movie?
What, Roger Rabbit? Well, I'm thinking of like Demon Knight. Did you ever see Demon Knight?
No.
He plays like a horny guy that can't get laid by the hot chick. And that's what reminds me of that scene right now.
Oh, he just made her laugh somehow.
He probably used a weird voice. Like, yeah! Crypt Keeper. Because he's also the Crypt Keeper, isn't he?
No. Goes that way. Oh, wait, how do I get back to where we were?
Oh, my God.
There's one more. It's actually, okay, Dread Central. This is actually... this person, I mean, I apologize. All right. That was the, you know, we were clickbait. All right. 2009, I was going for some clicks here. I didn't really get them, as you can see, but this is a producer you ended up working with. I mean, that's my wife. That's not who we're talking about, but
if I did,
oh yeah. Heather Buckley,
from the Ranger, who's gone on to become, like a giant of the tri-state area, independent film world, right?
Yeah, we met each other a bunch of times.
Yeah, she was always there. She was always and then she ended up leading some panels.
Yes,
a couple of years ago. I'm not sure why I filmed this, but you know, this was, you know, it's a horror convention at 1 a.m.
I'm telling you, you just got this flip camera, so
I was just messing around with it, and I was like, and I remember now, like this was, there was a time period there, so my new job. The website went live June 22nd. So it's June 14th when I uploaded this.
So
I was
trying to figure out how to use all this.
Well, and I had free, it was like the one time in my life where I'm like, oh, I don't really have to do anything because I, you know, I was in between jobs, even though I was technically working for another
one.
Oh, again, wait, no, this is who just cursed? Yes. That was you?
But I've thought about it for a while.
I was trying to do something for Decentral. Dread Central. Well, where are we at? Monster Mania? Monster Mania. Look at this. We're at Monster Mania.
You can do DC like that.
We're the whitest guys in Connecticut doing Monster Mania. Look at that.
Come on, it's Cromwell, Connecticut. It's nothing bad. No one knows. My wife will kill me that I shared that. She doesn't even know what's out there. But anyway, yeah. In the younger days, dude, maybe that's the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's more. I mean, there's like, there's Monster Mania stuff that I have to uncover. It's like we interviewed the Iron Sheik at one point.
That was fun.
We had one room, not Monster Mania, Chiller. We had
one chiller
where we had the courtyard room, and that was just.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was a lot of madness.